Looking to go out in the town and the city of Boston for an affordable price and grab some great food, drinks, and atmosphere in the Seaport District? Well, look no further than newcomer Seaport Social. Seaport Social is a premier and authentic social house that is poised to proudly serve the Boston area for many years to come. Their mission is to provide high-quality food and unique craft beer selection, along with a welcoming atmosphere for all those that wish to witness firsthand what the Boston social spirit is all about. From a top-notch bar, great group seating, to their premier menu, including their massive loaded nachos, endless craft beers on tap, and an exquisite espresso martini option, look for manager Jimmy, who will satisfy your needs. A project that has been 4 years in the making is finally here, Seaport Social, which is located at 225 Northern Avenue in the Seaport District in Boston, will officially open its doors for their grand opening December 1st. Get there while you can and tell them Steel and Az sent you. Eat, drink, social. That's what the Seaport Social does. Let it rip.
Back here again, Saturday morning special, episode 126. Welcome to Steel and Az, brought to you by HedgeBetter, from our headquarters in Braintree, Massachusetts. Boys,
yep.
How are we doing?
Feeling good.
How's that Down East Red Slushy doing? Little marketing.
It's delicious. I don't know how his cider company is making a slushy flavored shit, but like they're good.
I got the blue flavor over here. I'm a huge blue Raz kind of guy, so I'm a big fan, actually.
Before we dive into the game tonight, we're recording on Saturday. The Celtics are playing Saturday night. See if this gets out in time. If you listen to this after, we'll see, you can see our guesses for tonight. But we're sponsored by Slight Edge Fitness and Performance at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts. Craig Kelly is getting after it. A lot of Braintree kids.
Busy class there today.
Oh, nice.
Busy class, and he just got a bunch of new equipment. Craig Kelly's on his
Saturdays
ground.
He lets it rip in there.
A lot of Braintree high school kids committed to colleges. I think that's the Slight Edge way. Also, the law offices of Patrick J. Foley, absolute unit. I don't know what else more to say. Just if you're looking for someone to grind, because he'll outgrind anyone. I think he said
he'll
it.
He gets you out of cases. He does it. He'll finish, close a house for you.
First hand right there, right?
First hand. he didn't do it, but he had to connect. Yeah. He's got connects.
So it's good. Episode 126. Here we go. So on the forefront here, got to start out with the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. They go down 3-0. All hell has broken loose. Celtics come back in game 4 to take it by like 15 points. And then absolute shit show at the TD Garden. Sorry. There you go, Craig. Was that a hinge date?
No, that was actually a voice message.
Oh, I like that. yeah, but the Celtics took care of business at home. They're going on the road for a pivotal game 6 in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. Magic Mike, I don't think I give you the floor a lot first on sports debates, but I'm going to do that today. What do you think going into this game tonight?
If they play like last game, and yeah, I mean really last game, they got to come out like that. Like that's the Celtics team that can win a championship. Fucking Derek White, they came out hot.
He was unbelievable.
They came out hot. Their defense was good. They were very locked in. They have to play like that. Otherwise, it's a fucking toss-up.
Everyone says it, and it's like so true. Like they only play defense if they hit shots.
I think they're angry. They look angry.
Yeah.
I think that game 3 was that third quarter was like pathetic.
It was awful.
I've been saying it since the beginning. Like one of the main Celtics problems that they're having is they can fucking never drive in and fucking get like lay it up, throw us down a slam. That's exactly what's been winning these games. Yeah. Every time we've lost, we've been shooting too many threes. No one's going in shooting like a short range field goal. Anytime that Jason Tatum is controlling the ball, going in, driving the lane, that's like the difference in the making of when we start to get points and start to take away some of the momentum on the other end.
I'm all for that, Craig. And I like that's the way I want them to play the game, but they're not doing that. They're just going to shoot the 3-ball. And if they get hot, if Derek White shoots 6-for-8 from the three, if Marcus Smart shoots 4-for-6 from the three, you know, Jaylen Brown, Tatum hit their shots, they're going to be a tough team to beat. And that just ignites their defense. In every single one of Miami Heat's wins, they've scored over 120 points. The last two games, the Heat, Celtics have held them under 100. I think that's the type of game that you'll even see early tonight in game 6. If the Heat get on a roll and they get over 100 points, it's going to be tough to beat them in game 6. Jimmy Butler coming out to play hasn't really played to his capability the past couple games. Caleb Martin He's been unbelievable for the Heat. He every time to the rim, he's burning all our defenders. He's hitting shots. That's a guy we keep an eye on. And also a guy who played great last game too, who was in foul trouble. Robinson. Probably would have played better. Duncan Robinson, I think he led the team in 18 points.
I don't
points.
Like that prick. He reminds me of like a Kyle Korver. He doesn't miss really.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I really didn't know who he was till game three. And he was hitting like he was just really rubbing it in, hitting everything like crazy threes.
So he had like 12 of his 18 points, like probably like 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, and he got it picked up his third foul and they put him on the bench, and I'm like, thank God.
Yeah.
Because he was the only one kind of going.
Any
for
of their hot shooters can get scared.
Yeah, I think a big thing too in game six as opposed to or game five as opposed to the rest of them is Gabe Vincent was out with the ankle injury.
Is he still out?
I think he's like a game time decision. I think he won't play.
Better be out.
I think he's got to be
attack that ankle then.
Because what's his name? Kyle Lowry is not what this team like. The Celtics will dominate Kyle Lowry. He's a piece of shit. Oh, Mike Steele in the building.
Mike Steele
had some card trouble. Had some card trouble.
You want a slushy? Do you want a slushy, Mike Steele?
Yeah, I do.
Downy slushy. We got red, white, or blue.
All.
I'll give you a red. Start to
it. Type. But on the pod. Thanks.
There we go. We were talking Celtics. Got a little cut off by your entrance. I just wanted to know how it went. Steele was at the Foo Fighters last night for Boston Calling. Give me what happened there.
10 out of 10. They brought out Taylor Hawkins, RIP, their drummer, passed away. This was their second show, I believe, since he was back. They brought out his son for a song to play drums. Absolutely ripped it. Kid was an animal.
But the crowd had to be going nuts, dude. Like,
the crowd, that's a pivotal moment for the group. It was absolutely amazing. Played all the hits, Avalon, times like these, like 10 out of 10. Absolutely.
Any good concessions? They always have like craft
Fuck
beer.
You. I was about to ask.
Oh, no, you do it.
You're stealing my thing. I literally was like, fuck the Foo Fighters. How are the concessions there?
The concessions looked great. So I showed up at the Foo Fighters. Like I showed up at like 8. Yeah, like I was not there the entire time. So I did not dabble with the concessions.
What the hell were you doing that you skipped the rest of the shows?
Work. It was Friday.
Oh, okay. So
Boston Calling is a good showing.
Yeah, Boston Calling is unreal.
Did they have like a Ferris wheel this year?
Definitely.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they had.
They always do, I feel.
Yeah.
Where
are
they
trying to copy Coachella? It's right in
Harvard.
Yeah.
Harvard, like their like football field and shit.
Yeah,
like,
it's like the parking stadium.
I'm pretty sure it's someone I don't know in Alanis Morissette tonight.
Yeah.
Alanis Morissette will probably be electric. Let's
Did
be honest.
Did you have tickets all 3 days or are you just just for the Foo Fighters?
Well, that's what in recent years they haven't had the best headliners. Obviously, the Foo Fighters is a pretty good damn headliner.
I don't know. I got to disagree with you. They've had Imagine Dragons, Eminem.
Eminem was like 5 years ago.
Maybe
literally
three.
Last year I saw Metallica there.
Yeah,
you're kind of out of control.
They usually have like one big, like you go one big night.
Set doesn't do it for him.
Like you could argue Metallica is the biggest band on the face of the earth.
100%. Yeah, on the earth. Yeah. Not even just America.
All I'm saying is they brought the Foo Fighters, Metallica. You got one night in, there's three nights. Who's got fucking Cyril Morissette from the Morissette Post down the street? Is that who's playing tonight?
Who's playing at that shitty fucking Quincy Music Festival? It's going to be a veteran stadium.
Kyle Sakira.
Who the hell?
Free Jacks.
No, not him.
are we going to the Free Jacks game today?
No.
Wait, what is the name of that concert they have in Quincy? Because I saw on some TikTok, it was 10 things to do this summer, and that was
awesome.
There's
a legit music festival
in
Quincy.
It's like in between 2 days or something. I forget what it's
We
exactly.
have to go.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
have to
yeah.
go to one.
It is that. Yeah, we'll check it out.
We gotta get
to a Free Jacks game. First.
We'll get a
They're gonna fucking disown us this.
Yeah, the one today.
Is it today? Why are they playing today?
Because it's Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, grow
they
the
usually
fuck
play
up.
Sunday.
This kid doesn't even know
they,
a day.
They play
it
Saturday. Sunday.
They literally
and it's the
yeah,
fucking
right,
schedule
right,
of the Free Jacks, sense. Dude. What do you want?
I can't make it today, but I hope I will get to their playoff game.
Hey,
I
we got a by the way, we got a little podcast inception talking to the D-Gen podcast. Said they met you guys last weekend at the wedding.
Yeah.
Wagawu. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Good guys.
Good guys.
Great guys.
What did
Great
you call
guys.
His name's like Wagawu. What is it?
Wagyu. Wagyu.
Wagyu.
He's high cut.
I'm sorry.
Club.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Has never had some Wagyu meat.
Yeah. Can you get his fucking name right? Wait.
I'm a double steak burrito guy. I'm sorry.
They talked about some of That's their favorite parlays today on the podcast. They were saying they did a wedding parlay. Were any of you guys involved with that?
I was not. No.
When they say they go around to about 15 different people and get everyone's take for what their parlay bet would be for the day. It's kind of a great idea.
I probably did.
Mike Steele's been on an all out Hall of Fame bender recently.
Steele's parlay was over under 20 beers.
Yeah, I bet you I fucking lost.
Yes.
I bet you I fucking lost.
Actually, you know what? No, it was probably under because the Cape Cod Islanders came into play, so that's not a beer.
God bless the Hearth and Kettle. Stealing now is brought to you by the Hearth and Kettle.
Yeah, we should get that sponsor.
Yeah, I would love that.
I had a Cape Cod Islander way too fucking.
I know, they overtook it in Weymouth. Now it's like real 121.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to them. Probably a good spot, but fuck that.
Yeah, all right, let's get back into game six.
No, I like the little side talk there. We'll give Steele the floor going into game six tonight. Obviously, things started going the right way for the Celtics in terms of offensively turning into, you know, defensive stops.
Derek White.
Yep.
What a monster.
What a monster.
Came back. Monster heroin. Came back. Yeah. No. Looks great. Looks great.
Don't hate on him. His
looks. I'm not. No, if he hits threes like that, fucking receded another inch.
No, I mean, like, the past two games have been exactly how the Celtics should have played the entire. Like, if their response in game five, like if that was game four, if their response was that in game two after they lost game one at home,
yeah,
different series.
Let's go. Like that would have been fucking, like it would have been absolutely incredible. It just like winning four in a row is tough.
Yeah, they should have, could have, would is like they could have got either one of those games at home. Game three was kind of a wash. But
was sad.
Yeah, game three was very sad. No, but like even
sad.
Best way to describe.
Even trying to be non-biased, like as a Celtics fan, like the energy has shifted. If they win this game tonight, there's no way they lose a game seven.
I'd be shocked.
They can't.
You can't.
You win.
That
this
would be
game,
the ultimate.
You win this game six and lose that game seven. Fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck all of them.
Fuck all of them.
But that
burn
is,
the team.
That is kind
burn
of
it. Burn it.
That is kind of the Celtics way, though. They kind of just like fuck you.
You win this game six. Then you have to do it. You have to.
I feel the pit in my stomach.
Don't
about
let
tonight.
Us win tonight. That's
I have a pit in my stomach about tonight. Anton should be in that building.
Yeah, he blew it. He's such a piece of shit.
I'm actually negatively 100% undefeated on playoff basketball bets. Every single time I've bet the way I wanted to, they've lost. So the last two games, I've hammered Miami and lost those bets. So I had to keep riding.
Craig,
I slammed the house on Miami tonight, too.
That's
Miami
how you take it for the team. Taking losses on purpose.
If I got to do it, I got to do it.
Out of 150 times, teams have been down 3-0. Zero have come back. Only three have forced a game seven. The Celtics are favored by three today.
Favored on the road. I think they'll force it.
You got to expect a big game from Jimmy Butler, man. If he scores like 40-something points and their role players, we're in trouble. Like I said, like look at all these scores. You look at, they held him under 100 points the last two games.
Why do you think he's not been playing good? Is it the defense or is he just not?
I think he's burnt out, dude. I think he's burnt out.
Who?
You think he's smoking too many butts? Yeah. What's he doing?
Game five, I think it was the defense. Yeah. I do agree with you. He's burned out. Game five, like the Celtics played incredible.
Yeah.
Like that was an unbelievable basketball.
Well, the difference from them and every other team is they, like, there's not like a 7'2" guy on the Heat, so they can switch off Marcus Smart, Derek White, both Jays on whoever they want on this team, and they're all going to fill in the right way. Grant Williams. That's the best part about this team. Usually you kind of have like a size disadvantage where, you know, the other team has a guy, has the ball. If they do a switch, the guy's fucked. The Celtics don't have that problem as long as they don't put Peyton Pritchard on the floor.
Yeah, what happened to Haslam? Did he get traded to another team?
Udonis Haslam?
Yeah. He just doesn't play.
He hasn't played in about 5 years.
He's been retired since like 2017, but he's on the bench. He's just on the bench. Hey, yeah.
The Alex Moran.
He's scary on the bench, though. If like they brought him in tonight, game six, and like a deciding last minute tie game. I don't know. I'd be scared because he's a menace.
He will not come anywhere close to the floor tonight.
I don't think so.
He will not, but I would be fucking rattled.
Might do it.
Put his jersey on, took off his pants, and came out on the court.
Because game three, they were chanting his name, right? He puts the
pullover over. There's no way there's a jersey under that.
Yeah, it's not his.
He's got a suit ready to go for the night.
He still is menacing on that bench, though.
Not his.
Scal's like the play-by-play guy now. Scal has as good a chance playing this game as Udonis Haslam.
That's bold.
Scal might have played in a game last than Udonis Haslam.
Yeah, No, actually, the last game of the season this year, he played Haslam, and he had, like, 20 points.
Fuck. That's what I'm saying. I feel like when he was playing, he had some, like, impact on the game. Like, he's a He's 7'2". Isn't he fucking up there?
He was good. I don't know about that. He was good back in the LeBron days, but that was, like, 10 years ago. Height.
Not good at 2K, though.
He's probably, like, 6'8".
Bad at 2K.
7'2".
Is good.
He had a great career, though. He's got 3 ships under his belt, I think I saw.
He's 6'7".
Yeah, three ships. He stuck with Miami the whole time. Yeah. He's sneaky, had a great career.
I'd have a ship if I just sat on the bench for the fucking.
Dude, that's what you want to be. You want to be the backup quarterback. You don't want to get hurt.
Adam Morrison has 2 rings. People forget that.
Jesus.
Gonzaga guy?
Yeah, Gonzaga guy. Team? 2 rings. Lakers. Wow. Kobe.
He's never played.
RIP.
Never knew. RIP.
But I think the guy who's going to have to step up the most tonight, and he stepped up the last couple games, is Jason Tatum. I think there's going to have to be a Tatum takeover game. I'm thinking like 35, 40 points. Obviously, the Celtics can win in different ways, but I think there's going to be a grind game. They're probably going to be losing for a lot of it. Defense is going to be big, but I think that third quarter outside of last game has been kind of huge. Whoever wins that third quarter kind of wins the game.
Hey, Jaylen Brown can shoot again.
He shot.
God bless him.
He shot well again.
God,
I like Brown to have
the first 3 games. He was legit terrible.
I think statistically, Jaylen Brown is actually doing better this playoffs than Jason Tatum.
He was, but not anymore. Jason Tatum took over last couple games, last series.
Philly.
Yeah, they had 4 guys in 20 point digits last game.
Fuck Philly.
Grant Williams has stepped in playing significant minutes after Malcolm Brogdon's injury. Malcolm Brogdon probably going to be injured for the rest of the way here. Grant Williams has been great defensively. I'm expecting that he's going to have to play big for this team to be successful. Also, another guy who I'd like to see that get some minutes is Sam Hauser. He's a big 3-point threat, play some defense. I think that's a guy where you can add in the rotation and not really have a hiccup.
It was Brogdon, when that came out that like he was hurt, like I was like, thankfully, something fucking came because he was terrible.
What was the injury for him and what is
something,
the update?
Something with his arm.
Yeah.
It seems like it's one of those injuries where he's just playing through it, but he's not the same player. I mean, he was nailing through.
No, he's
going
useless.
To the rim. He's pretty useless.
And I like it. Six man of the year. Like, yeah. Love Malcolm Brogdon, but
why
he
are we
was
even still playing him? Can he play good D? Yeah,
kind of.
He's been doing nothing on
but like, you
no,
come,
he should be off the court.
You come all
now.
This way, if you're a coach, you kind of want to play a guy who says I can play. Fair but enough. I think it comes to a point where, I mean, he only played 8 minutes last game. So he probably won't play tonight.
Yeah,
I'd be surprised if he played tonight. Keep him off the court tonight. Yep.
He can get some time game 7. No, give him a minute on the court game 7. You earned it.
That's what I'm saying. I think Hauser's going to come in, take his minutes. He's going to have a very short bench.
Smells like threes.
Yeah. 8-man rotation with Rob Williams, Grant Williams, and Hauser coming off the bench. Expecting. You know, Derek White played great last game. Hopefully, we're expecting the same. Marcus Smart being a pass-first guy, but also taking not so many shots. He had 12 shots last game. It's pretty good for Marcus. He's taking the right shots. So, yeah. Hopefully more to see there. On the other side, only guys I'm really afraid of is Jimmy Butler. Caleb Martin's a beast. I mean, I don't know how, if you're a Celtics fan, how you haven't noticed his game yet. He drains just about every shot he takes, goes into the rim on people. Bam Adebayo just keeps hiccuping on himself, minus 15 last game rating. Kevin Love, pretty relevant. I mean, going down the list here, Strews.
Duncan Robinson.
He played well.
God damn it. Like, he hit, I think it was game 3, like when we got pummeled, and like he hit like back-to-back like layups because no one gave a shit. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And he was hitting 3. He was, I don't know. I didn't know who he was, but he quickly, I was like this guy's Kyle Korver.
Yeah.
He doesn't miss.
Jimmy Butler beats us. That sucks. But like that happens. Yeah. Like Duncan Robinson
hasn't
fuck
beat
off.
Us.
Man.
He hasn't beat
come
us.
On.
I wanted to come down to be like a Duncan Robinson 3 for the series. Like there was last year. With
no,
Jimmy
we don't
Butler,
want that. We don't
and
want
he fucking
that.
Just
no.
Airball.
No, we don't want
he just
that.
Airball.
I'd rather
that's
Jimmy
what you want.
It.
That's what you want. I don't
I'd rather
want that
Jimmy
at all.
Take it.
I don't want that.
I'll go
all.
Down to Jimmy. I will not go down to Duncan.
Yeah,
exactly,
no, that would be tough.
Exactly,
that would be tough.
Exactly.
Predictions?
I think so. I mean, I said in the beginning of the series, I'm sticking with it. I think they're going to pull it off. I think it's going to be Celtics in 7. And I don't know how you, if you're a Celtics fan, how do you think they're going to lose this now? They have all the momentum. I know they're going into Miami game six. This is going to be the tough one, but this is where, you know, superstars come up to play. I'm telling you, this is just going to be Jason Tatum's night, and I'm really looking forward to watching this basketball game.
Pound the table again.
And Miami's fandom sucks. Miami's fandom sucks. It's all influencers and celebrities. No one there has energy. I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like we're going to come out strong this game and just fucking blow them out of the water, and then game seven, it's going to be... Don't let us lose.
Showtime will be in the
Hope
building.
Hope it snows.
I will be at game seven. I will take off Monday night if the Celtics are there. My buddy has
take it off.
No, my buddy has a VIP booth. I'm probably going to go.
What are you
going to
wear?
Sorry, Craig Hines is coming.
I'm probably going to wear a Heat jersey. Like I said, I'm going to hammer the Heat again. My streak keeps going. I'm going to lose like $500 this championship. But hey.
See you at the parade.
Yeah, I'll see you on the boats. I'll probably be on one.
So Showtime's got Celtics in seven, it sounds.
Yep.
Steel.
Seven.
Seven?
Seven.
Game seven?
Yep.
Seven.
Celtics in seven, baby. You heard
Should
it.
Should I be that guy?
Do it.
Do it, you
Miami,
fucking coward.
Miami tonight finishes the story.
God, we hate
I
it.
I hated that, yeah.
God damn it.
Get him out.
It hurt to say it. It hurt to say it, but it's Anton's fault.
Yeah, slushy sucks.
He would have had the best energy in the building. I could see him maybe like falling over the balcony, like causing a scene.
No, he is a good candidate now for a scapegoat if they do lose tonight.
Oh, it's like it's all on him.
It's all
he
his
knows
fault.
It too.
It's all
he
his
knows
fault.
It. He will take full blame.
But yeah, what's our thoughts on Anton not going to Miami? I think it's a coward move.
I think I'm more upset him not coming today.
Yeah, that too. I doubt he's even working. 7-11 shift, my ass.
That's bullshit.
That's an
I think he was talking about last night, and he's just too tired today to come out.
No, it was a four-hour shift.
Yeah, four-hour shift, my ass. What do you mean? Yeah, how does he get a four-hour shift today? He's supposed to be in fucking Miami right now on a tiki boat.
Kid went on a bender last night.
He's a lying sack of shit.
Yeah, he's a Rays fan.
I'll give it to him.
You guys thought he was like showing off, dude.
The prices of those flights were outrageous. They were like $700 for literally back and forth.
I'm mad at him for not being here. Do not care about him not going to Miami. Like, there's probably like 1,200. Like, game six, they used to conference finals.
He
could have
figured it out.
Flight
too.
To Miami
a flight to Tampa is like $120.
That's not Miami. You buy that ticket. You buy that ticket last week and you fucking put some insurance on it. Yeah, that's lack of preparation.
Lack of belief, even. He was talking about this before game five. Those tickets were cheap.
He had a free ticket to go to the game tonight. He had a free ticket to go to the game.
How? Dude, James?
He claims James didn't buy the tickets either.
No, he would have. He would have.
I know James would have. Shout out James. Just moved into another great spot. We're going to have to come check that
out. Jimmy boy.
Yeah, fine. We'll check it out.
Shout out Captain Vic down there if you're on the seas, if you're still alive.
Dude,
hope
you should
you
marry that guy already.
I won't marry him, but I'll let it rip with him any day.
I went down to that little sea. I went past the Ferris wheel there last month. I didn't see him.
He might be dead. Like, he's a good candidate for like somebody died.
Yeah, no, exactly.
He's fine.
But
he's
hope
fine.
He's not.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
And sneaky Celtics in seven. I just did that for the camera.
Okay. Yeah, you got to do it for the likes, I guess.
Taking a video.
Well, we'll switch gears now. So,
one last question.
Okay.
If we even win, can they beat the Nuggets?
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Give me just a quick answer.
All that matters is tonight, man.
You're right.
Cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yeah, take it easy.
Sorry.
It's okay. We'll get off sports for a little bit. I thought of a good little throw in here. Outside of the Irish pub, it's a great Saturday afternoon, Memorial Day weekend. Where's a good place to go grab a beer?
I'd probably say Seaport Social. It's a great spot.
Where's that located?
225 Northern Ave in Seaport, Massachusetts.
Bang!
Bang!
That's amazing.
What's so good about it, Craig?
Dude, they have honestly one of the best short rib dinners I've ever had in my entire life. Maybe one of the juiciest and most tender short ribs in the game.
One of the biggest plates of nachos you can get.
Dude, I've never had one bad experience going to Seaport Social. Go see our girl Anna. She'll hook it up. Tell you know Bob's assistant. She loves that line.
They got happy dads. I love that.
Nice.
Not everybody has those.
Yeah, you can catch a game anywhere. Water Club, Marina Bay. It's always going to be probably fucking packed for Memorial Day weekend. The Nines is always a good time.
I like
outdoor spots.
You know what's a good one? New spot, Kilroy's in the square.
Still haven't been.
Go get the NAS now.
Oh, I have heard about the NAS. I heard it's one of the top sellers on the menu.
It's an Italian sub.
Italian?
Italian. So the goat Italian
special.
Sub.
The goat special.
What's it like in there?
A goat.
Why? They say it's a 5-star dive bar. Can you explain that a little?
So I'd agree.
It's good. So they like did everything over. It's really nice in there. They haven't opened upstairs yet, which they should. Once it's going to be an electric factory when they open up upstairs. But good menu there. Got the Naz, got the Kieran. Basically, it's one of those places where you go out to dinner and you go out to Alba somewhere. Or you're looking for a couple cocktails after, maybe a little appetizer. You're still a little hungry. Good spot to go to. Know the people who run it. Great, great people.
How are the tenders?
Haven't tried the tenders.
The bartenders.
Yeah. Oh. How many times have you tried the Naz?
Mikey Callahan's over there. Good squad of kids. Shout out, Mikey.
I haven't tried it yet.
You haven't tried it yet?
No, I've only been.
How do we not have a food review of the Naz yet?
Because we need to go there as a team, and we can barely get together.
Also, as a team. Next weekend's weather is looking good. We might have a Steel Naz day on the ye old SS Irish goodbye.
Where's that?
Marina Bay.
That's my boat.
That's the name of my boat.
Oh,
newly launched. Whoa. Still hasn't been christened yet. Still waiting for the batteries to charge up. Going here.
Did you name it that?
I named it that myself.
Well, that's a fucking great boat name.
Still waiting for the invite.
I'll go.
It's still not ready. It's still dockside. I'll be down there growing up on the dock, having some fucking menacing times.
Looking like Keanu Reeves in The Replacements.
Yeah, making a couple of Nazis. Fucking.
Yeah. Bring some Kilroys.
Kilroy's does look good. It has my interest.
Espresso martinis were good. That's what I had when I went there for the opening. That their kitchen wasn't open yet. That's why I didn't get it. But I will try it soon. I had family members who tried Naz last week. They said it was a 10 out of 10. I heard the Kieran's a 10 out of 10 as well. There's a sandwich there called the Kieran. Rest in peace to your boy. I think it's like a meatloaf.
Yeah, it was like Chipotle meatloaf, I think. Yeah,
throw the pub on the list. I think a pub's a good place to watch game 6 tonight.
Grab a beer. I don't know, dude. I've
maybe
like...
Maybe not.
The last like 4 games I've been to, they're like Bruins or Celtics, like they've lost. So I think I'm trying to stay out of there. We'll see if that happens tonight. Probably not, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, like, Steel, I was there the last 2, so, like, I could be there.
Steel lives and dies in there, so, I mean, if we're still alive...
Did many men play during game 5? Yes.
Yes.
Is it going to be played for game 6?
Yes. Might play it now. Touch tunes. God bless it.
What else we have on the horizon? I was going to talk about...
the Shanty. Great spot as well.
Yeah, the Red Sox suck, but I don't really want to talk... They big win last night against Arizona.
Is it, though?
We'll dive into baseball when Anton comes more. Patriots have a snitch on their team. I think we should... Is it Jim McNally again?
Probably. Skim Milk Nally.
So I guess their special teams unit was going like too hard or something. And then a player on the inside told the NFLPA and they got suspended for 2 OTA days. So they can't show up for like 2 OTAs. I blame Goodell. They're just always...
That's a hilarious suspension. Like, sick.
Yeah. We'll just go practice at like Bishop Field then.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like Bill Belichick definitely got that like email and like letter on his desk. It was like unreal. Like we're gonna go to the field down the street. Like, fucking who cares?
Don Sweeney named finalist for GM of the Year. Is that well deserved?
Very well deserved.
I think it is very well deserved. It was not his fault this year for them losing.
No, the team did everything they had to. Didn't actually get it done.
They ran into destiny.
Florida Panthers.
Florida or Vegas, who's winning?
Florida.
Florida. Be their year.
I like that series, though. That's a good cup.
Yeah.
That's a good cup.
Sergei Bobrovsky, man. And Chuck's been the best player in the playoffs.
Bobrovsky
is a psycho.
Bobrovsky, Hall of Fame.
What?
He wins the cup, Hall of Fame, 100%. Yep. 100%.
Two Vezinas actually, he probably won't win that playoff MVP, even though he probably deserves it. If the Panthers win, Kachuk will win it. But
Great. What if they lost one fucking game since us?
Yep. Yeah, they swept in the 4-1. Yep.
That's crazy.
Dude, did they just play a different...
They should have played that.
If you're gonna lose to a team... It better be the team making the fucking championship.
Or they could have just kept playing their shitty backup goalie and we could have won.
Yeah, I wish they stuck in that.
Yeah, Alex Lyon should have played every fucking game.
Oh my God, he was so bad in those early games.
God damn it.
Awful.
Was this guy who's the goalie now, the guy you're saying?
Sergei Bobrovsky.
He didn't start that series against us? He came in game
because they went on an eight-game winning streak at the end of the year just to make the playoffs, and that guy Lyon played every game. So that's why he got the nod. And then he sucked against the Bruins. They put in Sergei. Rest is history. Panthers fans Looks like there's not too many still. I don't care what you say. Good for the team.
Good for Sean Thornton.
Good for Sean Thornton.
Yep. Which is what matters.
I doubt there's that many Vegas Knights fans either. I mean,
there's going to be some trash.
That building's electric, though.
Gonna be,
so yeah,
it's
going to
be trash both ways.
Yeah.
Both ways is going to be a trash games. Fuck. Not games, but trash.
You have to
audience.
Go out of your way to go to that fucking... I'll give them credit, though. You have to...
Like what is that, it, like 30 minutes from Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, it's like in that's Sunrise, Florida, you get off and it looks like a mall.
Like wherever that, Sean Thornton wants
that's
it
what
be.
The stadium looks like. Yeah, Sean
I'm
Thornton.
I'm sure they'll be showing out. Florida's the city of champions. The state of champions.
Fuck off,
man. Fuck off, dude.
Fuck off.
Not tonight.
They can have the Florida Panthers, but Miami's got to go down. And also, we own Miami if we beat them again in this series.
Yes.
We officially own them.
Well, it is 1-1. They beat us in 2020. We beat them last year. We'll see about tonight.
I take that back. We don't.
No, it's 0-0. We play tonight.
I like that.
Get it ready.
It's good. Paul Pearson's in the stands the other day. Looked like he was putting on for the boys.
It was an absolute cheap shot that they kept showing fucking Derek Jeter and A-Rod in game four. They were just like the only team that's come back from down 0-3 was the 0-4 Red Sox, so they just showed like Derek Jeter and A-Rod in the front row of the fucking game, and I was like,
that was perfect, dude. That cue, like the Kevin Millar thing.
Absolute cheap shot.
Oh, that was great. They honestly probably paid him to be there. Be like, yeah, can you guys just like show up? I know you guys live down the street. Would you rather get kicked in the nuts or eat a Jimmy John's song?
Probably get kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, probably get kicked
in
the nuts.
Kick me in the fucking nuts,
yeah,
dude.
That place blows.
Kick me twice.
Get an oven.
Get a fucking toaster, dude.
Toaster, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If it ain't Quiznos, fuck at it.
Quiznos, the goat.
Quiznos, good.
Is Quiznos the best sub shop?
Yeah.
It's up there.
I've been hearing a lot about Jersey Mike's. I haven't fully committed, but I haven't
gone to a Jersey Mike's, but I don't know.
Nothing compares to Quiznos.
Also, big shout out here. I was waiting for my coffee this morning at Starbucks. I got a sandwich and I got hungry for breakfast. 30-minute wait, still didn't get it.
Wait, you never got your sandwich at the end of that?
I had to leave.
There's a sandwich at Starbucks just waiting for you.
Yeah. I'll see you there, Starbucks. Which one was that?
Yeah, I'm Milton. Adam.
Milton? What'd you get? The double smoked ham?
Nah, fuck that, dude. I got some bacon. Smoked ham, dude. Who are you?
I'm Canadian.
Come on.
Sounds pretty good.
Come on.
Canadian bacon, baby.
Fuck Starbucks. Especially that spot on a Saturday morning, you should have expected that.
Yeah, but I ordered like 30 minutes ahead.
Oh, you did a pickup?
Oh, yeah, of course I did.
Oh, my God.
Of course I did.
Clean it up, Starbucks.
Clean it up. I'm addicted to their coffee, so I have to keep it going. Like, I can't drink Dunkin' Donuts coffee anymore. I can't do it. It's awful.
I'm a big strawberry acai refresher.
You know what
guy.
I've been crushing recently? It's a fucking good deal out there. Cumberland Farms iced coffee. $1.38 for a lot.
Come on. What, do you live in a trailer park, dude?
I'm out in Worcester. It's the only fucking spot around. Quick gas station stop. They got the super sliced breakfast pizza if I'm fucking starving. I had to skip it today because I'm going on the boat. Got it looking slim.
Any ladies on the boat today, Showtime?
Like I said, I'm charging my batteries up to see if this thing takes a maiden voyage, so I couldn't dish out too many invitations to the ladies in case they're like, let's go for a ride. And I'd be like, we're stuck on the dock.
Maybe. We're not going anywhere.
So if you get an invite at 11:35, you know my boat's working. So ladies, see you there.
Maybe when we get the invite, we'll get the Steel and Naz Day sponsored by Club Alex's. Maybe they'll bring on a couple dancers.
Dude, imagine that.
That would be something.
Not the worst plan.
I just love the name. The Irish Goodbye is such a good fucking boat.
Dude, it came out with myself. I've never seen a boat with that name. It had like sentimental value to the name. I was thinking about getting rid of the thing because it's a fucking money pit. You know what boat stands for, right, boys? Break out another thousand.
Yeah.
It's a fucking pit.
Dude, the maintenance is so tough on that.
It cost me in insurance and my slip alone, it cost me $6,000 just to keep it down the marina.
That's better than an NFT investment.
About the same.
Yeah, we see.
Hey, guess what? One day it'll pay off. And my kill count off that boat alone is fucking astronomical. Yeah,
at least you have like a sick boat. Like Anton lost that on fucking fake cards.
I think I might have gotten laid off my NFT once.
That's Johnny.
Shit.
Good for you.
It was my Twitter profile photo. That's another NFT, but. Hey, it's not bad.
Switch on the one sports thing. So the Cardinals released DeAndre Hopkins. Steal percentage that he goes to the New England Patriots.
25, but I'm in.
I'd say like 3%. They'd actually have to pay this guy for him to get on the team. I feel like at this point in his career, probably going to go to like the Bills or Kansas City. Some team.
He's probably going to the Bills.
I could see him go to Kansas City.
I'd be sick.
Yeah, that would suck. So he should go to the Bills.
Yeah, no, exactly.
That would suck even worse if he went to the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills.
No, we're going to lose to the Bills anyway. So it doesn't matter.
Early football prediction, I have the Bills winning the Super Bowl this year. You heard it here first.
Dumb.
Fucking rocket, lock it, and sock it, pocket.
Bangles.
Oh, wow.
Joe Burrow. Bangles.
Joey.
Bangles.
How about the Patriots? The Patriots going to win the Super Bowl?
No shot.
No shot. How about Tampa? Baker Mayfield?
Maybe.
Did you see the video they posted of like it was like Baker's like first time in a fucking box jersey and it was just him throwing an absolute duck nowhere near the receiver. like it was on like it was like the box like official Twitter. Like it was it was like it was like Baker Mayfield's here and it was just him throwing it to the fucking stands.
Oh wow.
Maybe he was just showing off the range.
Yeah, maybe.
I got to say one thing. Yeah. White slushy, pretty good.
White slushy, good.
White slushy is...
Yeah, the white was better than the blue.
The white fan. The white sneaky is...
That's what producer Justin was saying white slushy was better than the full coloring ones.
Yeah.
One thing I will say about football, though...
It does have a
distinct
taste.
We beat the Jets and Aaron Rodgers twice.
It does taste like something.
I like that.
It does have the underlying...
It's like lemonade-y, kind of. This one's solid.
Let me get another flavor sip of this real quick.
Hey, shout out to Down East. Ooh. Throw us some fucking sponsor for this. People are going to be all over these. People are going to be all over these red, white, and blue Memorial Day
it's
weekend.
It's kind of like a fermented apple juice.
Fermented apple
juice? Yeah, like one you left in your fridge too long.
That's
you're not
a sure
good
if
you sell. Should be drinking it or not, but you know
sell.
What?
That's an awful
you
sell.
You I don't know. That's what fucking hard cider is. So it's kind of nailing it right now for me.
I'm struggling to even get the cider taste out of these.
Yeah, sorry, I'm right. Get it done, Craig.
Thanks, Neil. Big supporter.
What else we got?
We are 0-2 against Chase Hooper. Nick Fiore went down against Chase Hooper last week.
Dude, I keep riding fucking Nick Fiore too. I'm literally emptying my bank account to bet on him and he keeps losing. I'm so upset. But it went to decision though.
Yeah, no? It was unanimous. Yeah. I mean, another good showing. You get to the UFC. That's awesome. But I didn't really watch the fight. I think I was doing something. But
Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence, July 29th. Finally got announced. Been waiting for that fight in boxing for like 7 years.
Another fucking breaking news is UFC's coming back to Boston for the first time in 3.5 years.
Yeah, it's going to be Sugar Sean and El Monster.
And I think that they might be putting Rob Font on the scorecard. So,
I did see that.
Yeah,
I saw his little Instagram
post. If he's on there, well, I'll probably be there regardless. But if Rob Font's out there, that's going to be a big showing for the boys.
Got to be there.
Respectfully.
I think it's going to be August 9th. I think they're aiming for 19th.
Anyone see the McGregor doc?
I heard it was good though.
I liked it. Couldn't get into it.
Nah.
What do you mean couldn't get into it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
what just, do you mean couldn't get
I've
into
never
it?
Been more wanting of McGregor
fight. I haven't watched it, but what do you mean couldn't get into it?
I just loved Conor McGregor like 5 years ago way more than I do right now. I think he's kind of like irrelevant, but
I don't like that take one bit.
He will never have another one in the UFC.
That doesn't matter, though. He's still the king. When he comes around, you're going to fucking watch him no matter what.
Does the UFC have a Hall of Fame?
Yeah, like big time.
Yeah, big time.
McGregor in that?
Yeah. He will be.
He will be. He will be.
He's got to be.
Yeah.
He literally changed the game.
That's a lock. He changed the game. No question at all.
He was so good when he was younger. He should have never moved up weight classes. He should have stayed right where he was.
Wasn't even how good he was. It was about his fucking showmanship.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like
what the UFC is.
One of the great shit talkers of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, at
maybe,
sport.
Even after a loss.
The greatest. Yeah, like
even
the
after
greatest.
A loss. Your wife's in me DMs. This ain't over. This ain't over.
Also, shout out to me for winning the Preakness Stakes last week.
Hey, round of applause for Naz.
Not clapping once.
What's his name?
National Treasure took it down.
Yep.
4-1 odds.
Yeah, what about
who
Mage?
Who he beat? Mage went down. Mage won the Kentucky Derby, came in third.
Chase the Chaos is the second place?
Yeah, I did sprinkle a little bit with Coffee with Chris, who was 20-1, came in fourth. But
National Treasure took it home. Big win.
Was two fills in this one again? I was a big fan of that in the Kentucky Derby.
No, there was only like seven horses. I mean, it's just like...
There was a horse named Coffee with Chris. Yeah. And you put money on it.
Of course it
yeah.
is.
Hey, I'm undoing my clap right now. You can't see him on camera.
Chase the Chaos might be my favorite name ever. I love that name. I would have lost.
Yeah, Coffee with Chris. I was like, I have to put like at least a couple bucks on this.
Yeah.
You bet on the horse name.
You really 100%. Do. You really do. You don't know who's.
No, it's all names. Good. Yeah, you don't fucking. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And if you think you do, you're just an idiot. Like these whole like I don't know. They do like 7-8 hours of like these pregame shit and like picks of the win. Like how the fuck do they know?
They don't.
They like, oh, this guy played well in some like irrelevant like Derby, like the Florida Derby. Oh, this guy came in first. It's a short track. It's like sick, dude. We got a whole nother race today.
Yeah, it's awesome. Who's winning the Derby? Yeah,
it's a sad sport too. Not even getting there, but like mad horses be like. Like dying and
no
shit.
Need yeah, to go
break
there.
Your leg, yeah. dude. Get yeah. shot in the head. You got two options: shot in the head or it's shot in the head.
Yeah, it's a sport.
Yeah, it's tough.
Sports comedy podcast.
It's a great time to go to, though. I don't know if you've been to a horse race.
I'd love to go.
Have anyone here been to Saratoga?
Yeah,
I'd love to go. Time.
Go to the Derby unreal. Next year. Can't
Showtime.
Wait.
Showtime. Really?
What?
Wow.
What?
Let's ride. Let's with ride. Who? Derby. It's happening.
Who are you going with?
It's happening.
I'm supposedly going to, but
yeah. What do you mean? Yeah. So, what's
moves
the big plan?
You're not invited, Magic.
Yeah, you're legit.
Showtime going?
Legit knocking. Yeah, legit knocking a rip it.
I'm
like,
a Saratoga guy anyway.
Yeah. Once you get
Derby.
Banned from the Irish pub, you get banned from the Kentucky
I'm not
Derby.
Even banned. I actually
you should be.
I went to the Irish pub and I said, am I banned here? And they were like, no, what are you talking about?
Oh, well, they just got a new bartender. So like you.
No, it's the same bartender that Craig said.
You should be.
she was like, he's pulling your leg. You weren't even that bad. Still was with me.
Yeah, they had to do it.
Still, did I not have to fucking rip this kid out of Irish pub?
No, that was bad. That
I
was
believe you. Was that the night of game seven?
Yeah. When I should have fucking kicked Joe when he walked in because Steel
was on
pissed.
A little bit of shrooms.
I saw the look on Mike Steele's face when he walked in. We were up and it just went all down.
I totally killed the vibe, killed the energy.
No, yeah.
Also, you were calling me there, though, Steele. So you brought your
jeez,
own.
Jeez, I didn't know that. That's breaking news.
He was calling me saying, where are you?
Defend the wall.
So it was Steele's fault. It was Steele's fault.
Defend the
so
wall.
So you never commit to a period in one place and more periods in another. Like,
I had like my shirt
that
off that night. Shit was getting nuts in there.
We got some shots.
I actually had a few.
And that's how you win a game seven.
I've actually had a few girls hit me up since that night. They're like, damn, kid was fucking
were there chicks in there that night?
No. No.
There was a few.
There was none.
There might have been.
There was some few late night. You left early, buddy.
I left early.
Yeah. See you later, pal.
That's my bedtime.
Watch your
that's
tone.
My bedtime.
Obviously, I can't give an accurate description.
Wife
of what
was dragging
was
him out by the earlobe, all
there
right?
There we go. Yeah, let's close it out with score predictions tonight. I got the Celtics winning by 15. Can't wait. It's going to be a hell of a third quarter. Jason Tatum's going
to
go off.
110 to 101.
I like
Celtics.
109-105. Celtics.
I like that.
You got the Heat, right?
No. 103-100 Celtics.
Game winning three, Peyton Pritchard.
No.
No.
Game winning three, Derek White.
Oh, I like
you?
That.
Why not you?
Why I don't
not?
Know why it would be because he's probably not getting the ball.
No,
that, but he might.
But it could be like Jason Tatum going to the rim. Everyone's on him because they know he's going to shoot fucking. Kick out
I
three.
Think they were making bang. Great extra passes last game. I want to see more of that.
Dude, when you got when,
made it.
When a lot you, of extra passes.
When you have the 3-2, the 2-3 zone on you, dude, it's all about, you know, ball movement, baby. Ball movement.
Fuck the Heat. I love you, Jimmy Butler, but tonight's not your night.
Fuck Jimmy
it's
Butler.
Done.
Fuck Jimmy
I Butler. Love Jimmy Butler. I'll never talk shit on him.
What is it?
You're a Tampa guy, not a Miami guy.
I'm a Florida.
30.
What?
Our year.
Is it back
not
on?
Us.
Is it back on?
Our year.
Is our year back on?
It's been, never been off.
It was off.
You, people don't know what our year even means. They're ridiculing Steele over here. They think he's saying it for the sports teams. It's his year. It's our year.
It's our year.
Is next year our year too?
No,
yes,
it might not
it will
be.
Be.
I don't know. It depends on
January
what happens
1st,
on January 1st.
2024, it will be our year again.
We'll see. But it is our year. Currently now, 2023 is our year.
Let's fucking go.
Episode, I believe it's 126.
126, boys.
In the books. Big shout out to Slide Ice Fitness and Performance once again. Craig Kelly, keep doing what you're doing, man. Big shout out. Law Offices of Patrick J. Foley.
Get the smoke going,
catch him up. Get the smoke going.
Get
let's go, Celtics. Oh,
Celtics
a lot of vapes. Celtics in seven. Let's roll.
Yup.